Angela Merkel's spokesman has insisted that the Chancellor is fine. She's gone off as planned to the G20 summit of world leaders in Japan, leaving behind her, though, at home, real concerns about her health. Mrs. Merkel always appears to be in robust health. She has a punishing schedule. She's seen as a strong leader who can deal with that. And so this has come as a real shock. And, of course, the fact that it has happened now twice is really adding to those concerns. When Mrs. Merkel appeared to shake uncontrollably during a reception last week, she was stood outside in the hot sunshine in the direct glare of the afternoon sun, and she said afterwards she'd simply been dehydrated. What happened this morning took place in rather different circumstances. She was indoors, and the temperature will have been much cooler because whilst Berlin has experienced a heat wave in the last couple of days, today actually we've had a bit of a respite and the temperatures have really come down. There has as yet been no official explanation for what's wrong. I wouldn't be surprised if we actually don't really get one. I think Mrs. Merkel's team will be very keen to try and push this away, sweep it under the carpet, because in the next few days, Germany really pretty much goes on holiday. Mrs. Merkel, Parliament, they all disappear off on their summer recess. And the reason that her team will want to minimise any focus on what's happened this morning is because this is a really tricky time for German politics. Mrs. Merkel some time ago handed over some of her power to a woman called Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer. But in recent weeks and months, she's made a series of public gaffes. She's made some very controversial statements, and there are a lot of question marks out there in Germany as to whether she's really a suitable candidate to run Germany in the...
The UN Security Council has been meeting